Hello friends, welcome to the learning session of revenue cycle management in healthcare. Today we are going to learn a chapter 3, a very interesting topic, challenge in medical transcription. But before that, let me introduce myself. I am Sandeep Gupte and I am working as a performance consultant and a trainer in one of the leading pharmaceutical multinational company. I have done graduation from Mumbai University in science with drugs and dyes. And I am also a diploma holder of an Indian Society of Training and Development from New Delhi. I have a very rich experience of 33 years in building pharmaceutical brands and developing people from sales teams as well as in marketing teams. But my forte is andragogy, that is adult learning. And I conduct various training programs and I help people to achieve their excellence. So let's start learning challenges in medical transcription. Now in next few minutes, what we are going to learn is that what are the challenges in medical transcription, then what is speech recognition and how it has developed, speech recognition versus speaker recognition, this topic also we will understand, and how many types of speech recognitions are there. We will also learn about EcoScribe and the current challenges faced in United States as well as in India also we will discuss. So let's first a very brief reminder of a three most important terms: transcription, transcriptionist and transcript. As we all know, transcription is the act or a process of a conversion of a dictation or audio into a text by a person with the assistance of a computer for word processing. And the person who does the transcription is termed as a transcriptionist. And the text or a written document produced is called transcript. So this medical transcription industry has got a good history. It started way back in 1960 and since then it has faced number of challenges. The first challenge came when transition of a handwritten reports to electronic reports kind of a thing came up. Then second thing was transition of a verbal dictation to a recording on cassettes or a recording on digital media, that happened. Transition of a job from in-house to outsourcing or offshoring, this was also a big change. But the most recent change, and that is a main challenge, is the integration of speech recognition engine. This speech recognition has transpired into one of the most difficult challenges faced by the industry all over the globe. Speech recognition was earlier thought of as an assistive device for medical transcriptionist. But with the recent advancements in speech recognition engine, it is threatening the existence of traditional transcription. The speech recognition, when implemented judiciously, will decrease the operational cost associated with the transcription process as well as it reduces the turnaround time in creating reports. But please remember, this speech recognition will always act as an aid in transcription process and would never replace the traditional transcription. So what is this exactly speech recognition, or short form SR? Speech recognition is nothing but translation of a spoken word into a text. This is also known as a speech to text. Speech recognition applications are very common with the smartphones. Say for example, in iPhone there is a Siri. Android phones, usually Google Now is there, and in Windows phone Cortana is there. Another term we will learn is about interactive voice response, IVR. Interactive voice response is a technology that allows computer to interact with the humans through the use of a simple commands or DTMF tone input through the keypad of the phone. And the examples are, for example, telephone banking. Always they use interactive voice response. Mobile phone services, credit card services also. And the latest development is that even in the big and very eminent hospitals like All India Institute of Medical Science, also has launched a pilot project of an interactive voice response service to fix up the appointments with the doctors over the phone. So it's a great convenience to the patients and saves the manpower also. Now let's see the various applications of speech recognition. Who uses that? It is very useful in educational sector. It is useful for narration, pronunciations. It produces a great help in assisting physically handicapped students to help in writing or reading, and even for browsing also. This application is very useful for aeronautical and automotive sectors also. It is used in the cars or aircrafts to automate many features such as commands to initiate the phone call, select a particular radio frequency, commanding autopilot system and controlling display. In healthcare sector, speech recognition has got an immense benefit and importance. Why? Because it is used in healthcare domain mainly to assist with the medical documentation process. Now let's see the development of speech recognition, how it took place. It has got a huge history. Homer Dudley was pioneer electronic and acoustic engineer who created an electronic device synthesizer, and for Bell Labs he named it as a Vocoder, and which was demonstrated and displayed in 1939 World's Fair, way back. Then the development took place between 1950 and 1960. Bell Laboratories developed a system called Audrey, which was able to understand only the numbers from 0 to 9. But the unique thing was 0 was spoken as O and not as a 0. Further to that, IBM was also doing a research on that, and by 1962, the system called Shoebox Machine, which could understand 16 spoken words, was developed. Those 16 spoken words, including 10 digits from 0 to 9, was there, and certain arithmetic functions also they could develop, and that is plus, minus, total, etc., etc. In 1962, another two researchers, names as Toshiyuki and Shuji from Kyoto University, Japan, developed a hardware which is known as a phone me recognizer, which marked the advent of the automatic speech recognition system. In 1970s, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency of United States funded a huge amount of money to a university called Carnegie Mellon, and to develop a Harpy system which had a capability of understanding speech from pre-approved list of 1011 words. Further to that, in 1982, Dragon Systems was founded by the James and Janet Becker and commercialized this speech recognition technology. In the 1980s, speech recognition softwares were developed to recognize discontinuous speech. That means when the words or sentences were spoken with a little pause, slowly. The vocabulary of speech recognition softwares by that time also had climbed up from 1011 words to 5000 to 6000 words. That was a great development. In 1990, speech recognition softwares were able to handle continuous speech, that is naturally spoken full sentences also, with a vocabulary of several thousand words and fair amount of accuracy. This was known as a CSR or ASR, continuous speech recognition or automatic speech recognition. This has this powers most of the search recognition softwares. In 21st century, the speech recognition has reached the masses through various developments of VivaPhone, SpeakEasy, Google Voice, Google Now, Cortana, and of course Siri also. Nuance Communication is the currently market leader in providing speech recognition solutions. Now, companies have directed their focus towards development of natural language processing, and this is a step ahead than computerized speech recognition or automatic speech recognition, and will make the machine capable of understanding longer as well as ambiguous sentences also. Now let's discuss about medical transcription and the usefulness of speech recognition. The fact is that initially there was a threat. Some scholars believed that this speech recognition would completely wipe out the transcription service as a whole. The current computerized speech recognition systems are still not able to definitely identify ambiguous words or sentences from a continuous speech, leaving room for a gross of medical errors. So, traditional transcription services will be needed to perform the editorial service in case any error crops in the documentation with the speech recognition. Another one challenge with a speech recognition engine is that malapropism. It is hard or it is almost impossible for search recognition software to detect malapropism error. And we all know what is malapropism. It is an unintentional misuse of a word by confusion with the one that sounds very, very similar. And certain examples are sight versus site. The spelling is different and the meaning is different. Dilate versus dilate. Carrying versus carrying. Categorize versus caught her eyes. Nitrate versus night rate. Now let's learn about another two terminologies. Speech recognition and speaker recognition. Speech recognition and speaker recognition. What is speech recognition? Speech recognition is the translation of a spoken words into the text, and it is also known as a speech to text. But a speaker recognition, which is also called as a voice recognition, tries to identify the speaker utilizing the uniqueness of the speaker's accents or a pitch, speed or a style. Now, speech recognition is all about what is being spoken, but speaker recognition or a voice recognition is all about who is speaking. Application of speaker recognition or a voice recognition is in two disciplines. Which are those? Number one, authentication, and second is identification. Now, let's first see the authentication. Authentication is basically to verify the identity of a specific individual, such as identifying a customer of an organization or identifying an eminent personality of a state or the country. Is the speaker the individual they say they are? Second is identification. Identification is a process of determining the identity of unknown speaker. Who is the speaker? Now let's see authentication, where it is implemented. Speaker verification is implemented in places where secure access to the intended recipient of an essence and the service thereof are restricted for the use of the intended recipients only. Here is one very good example. Barclay, the British multinational banking and financial service company, London, unveiled a voice recognition system to identify their customers. Speakers verification requires voice template or a voice model to work as a guide to verify the voice sample. Identification, where it is implemented? Speaker identification is implemented in places where the individuals need to be identified from millions of individuals. Here is a very unique example. In 2007, United States Intelligence Agency confirmed that the identity of Juan Carlos. Who was that? He was the Colombia's drug kingpin using the speaker identification. And what was the challenge? This drug kingpin had altered his facial appearance with the help of a extensive plastic surgery, making it impossible to recognize him from visually. So here also, speaker identification requires a voice template or voice model to work as a guide to identify the voice sample. Now, speech recognition technology in medical transcription, how it works out? Speech recognition technology, it is based on the fact that every individual has a specific vocal fingerprint. It analyzes unique characteristics of individual's speech pattern It needs to be trained by the user to accurately analyze the speech pattern. The software training is a one-time process, and profile for a speaker is created based on the unique characteristics of his or her voice. This helps in delivering better accuracy for the transcript. Understand and learn how this speech recognition technology is used during the medical transcription. The usage of medical transcription technology in the field of medicine, and more especially in the area of medical transcription, has recently gained a lot of popularity. There are two different ways in which speech recognition technology assists the medical transcription, viz. Front-end speech recognition and second is back-end speech recognition. Now let's understand the basic difference between these two. The basic difference is this front-end speech recognition is the speech to text conversion. Takes place simultaneously while the speaker is dictating. It is instant. The back-end speech recognition is the speech to text conversion takes place after the speaker has dictated. Let's learn about this front-end speech recognition slightly in detail. The front-edge speech recognition is where the speaker dictates into the computer or a microphone and speech gets converted into the text instantly. And the facts about this front-end speech recognition, there are certain merits, there are certain demerits also. The text is presented in a word processing application on screen instantly. Software does not save the audio dictated by the provider, but just processes the audio and types the medical report. In absence of any audio, the medical report cannot be sent to the medical transcriptionist for the proofing. Editing of the converted text produced by the front-end speech recognition is mandatory for the healthcare provider. Only a handful healthcare providers use this style, that is a front-end speech recognition. Who can use this front-end speech recognition? It is more preferred by those healthcare providers who are intent to edit the speech-to-text converted document instantly. It can be used by those providers who are comfortable and proficient with the use of application. That means they should be very, very tech-savvy. And it can be used by medical settings where the healthcare provider is not hard-pressed for a time and reports get generally repetitive in nature. For example, radiology or pathology. Now let's learn in detail about the back-end speech recognition. In back-end speech recognition, it is the recorded dictation of a physician would be sent to the server, which has capability to perform the back-end speech recognition, and the server then processes each audio file and generates the corresponding text file. Back-end speech recognition is also named as a computer-assisted transcription. Very simple. Features of this speech recognition, back-end speech recognition, is that it works in the background and the conversion of files are usually done in the batches. It does not require any change in the healthcare provider's style of dictating, and it can be seamlessly integrated into any existing IT infrastructure of a medical practice. Further to that, a healthcare provider has the advantage of dictating it in any of the preferred way. Maybe he can use telephone or a mobile phone or a dictaphone, choice is his. The dictation can be saved and the audio as well as corresponding text file can be sent to the medical transcription for editing also. And this recognition is far more widely accepted as a compared to the front-end speech recognition for transcription of a medical reports by the hospitals, as clinics, as well as MTSOs. Okay, now let's understand or see the points to be considered by medical facilities while implementing the speech recognition technology. The medical facility should conduct their own analysis and choose what is best suits to its healthcare providers. The medical facility should not intimate the implementation of a speech recognition of any other medical practice. Depending on its analysis, the medical facility should determine whether it has to opt for a front end or a back end or a mix and match of both technologies. And the medical facility should need to keep a unique behavior based approach before zeroing in on any speech recognition software. So the question comes into the mind is that whether this speech recognition technology software, whether it's a boon or a ban, which are the merits and demerits, which are the threats and which are the benefits. So let's discuss first about boons, the advantages. Speech recognition technology has a potential to overcome the greatest roadblock in the implementation of fully computerized medical documentation system. Further to that, it seamlessly integrates into existing medical practice, electronic medical records as well as electronic health records, thereby being totally transparent to the physician. This technology formats the medical reports according to the specification set by the hospital administrator. It also will do the spell checks and it will avoid the spelling mistakes, and it also correctly interprets the specific jargon used in the medical field. This technology, this software has increased the medical transcription productivity by reducing turnaround time required for the generation of a medical report, which in turn assist in the initiation of a reimbursement cycle, thereby helping to the decrease the billing period. Use of back-end speech recognition has cost effective for a small as well as large healthcare practices, for most of which saves several thousand dollars annually. And this speech recognition technology can be a boon for a medical practice or MTSO in terms of a leveraging a tackle the issue of medical transcriptionist shortage. Now, what are the demerits or ban? The machine typed errors always needs to go through the team of transcriptionists who would perform the job of proofing and editing the files to ensure the report is 100% accurate and devoid of any errors. Even the most technologically apt hospitals that employ all kind of advanced hardware or so as well as software, it is observed that they use or they do transcription more than 60% by using manual medical transcription. Speech recognition can be a bane for those small medical transcription companies who would be out of job as speech recognition technology penetrates deeper into the healthcare system. So in medical transcription, this speak recognition is a revolution and it has changed many things. Even it has changed the role of a transcriptionist also. So that is why this speech recognition is considered as a role changer also. Medical documentation, as we all know, is an integral part of the healthcare system, and an incorrect medical report will not be helpful for provider in making informed clinical decision. Therefore, accuracy is most important. Accuracy of the medical report is of utmost importance, and therefore in speech recognition there will be always the need for re-evaluation process. Now this has changed the role of a medical transcriptionist, and that is why it is called as a role changer. Here, one who transcribes the report to the one who proofs or edits the reports for any consistency. Since the role undergoes change, so will be the skill set, and the job profile will also change towards being more mentally demanding, requiring more focus and concentration. That is why there is a system called EcoScribe has come. Let's learn about this EcoScribe. Eco. So that is particularly, we all know the meaning of eco. So eco dictate or eco scribe is the process of listening the audio and then dictating into the speech recognition software. That means a medical transcriptionist listens the audio which is recorded by a doctor and dictates it to the speech recognition software. The swift operation of a speech recognition software requires knowledge of hundreds of commands to navigate through the application by the physician. Similarly, MTSO wanted to tie together the power of speech recognition but were not in position to buy the costly speech recognition software. So to collaborate the address the need of the conservative MTSO, impatient hospitals and reluctant physicians, EcoDictate or EcoScribe came into the existence. So let's learn about the features of EcoScribe. The speech recognition software is trained on a particular medical transcriptionist speech. The medical transcriptionist is trained on all the commands useful for swift navigation through the application. Further to that, the physician does not need to alter the speech pattern and he can dictate it as usual in his natural tone also with a natural speed. The medical transcriptionist then using the echo dictation process can translate reports of several dictators with the help of the speech recognition software, and it equips the hospital or MTSO with the fast computer assisted transcription. So now let's see the challenges faced in United States, followed by we will see the challenges faced in India also. The medical transcription industry in United States is facing two kind of challenges. Number one, shortage of medical transcriptionist, and number two, high cost of medical documentation. The average medical transcriptionist salary in United States is around $34,000 per annum, which is too low. $34,000 or $36,000 per annum, that means how much? Hardly $3,000 per month. It's very low. Due to this reason, many medical transcriptionists are shifting their career to some other or more rewarding or less stressful profession, and newer graduates are reluctant to enter into this field. Thus, there is a declining reimbursement rate by the health insurance payers is indirectly leading to the high cost of medical documentation, and increasing operational cost is the another factor that has led the hospital management to work on a tightened budget. Together, these factors have put a question mark on a growth prospect of a healthcare practices, and hospital administrators are looking into the other revenues of cost cutting like outsourcing, implementation of speech recognition system, EMR, EHR, etc. Now let's see the challenges in India. In 1990, the development of field of internet and FTP applications astonishingly shrunk different continents and converted them into several off-location offices. The challenges faced by the Indian medical transcription industry are, number one, quality of transcriptionist and compensation given to them. Now let's see the rationale behind this low quality. The biggest is induction of individuals into their training program evidently without proper selection criteria, which led to the selection of a standard medical transcriptionist into the workforce. Owing to the lack of sound English proficiency, the reports generated by these medical transcriptionists were loaded with errors. Hospitals and MTSO across the United States outsourced the transcription work to the vendors in India, and these Indian vendors sometimes further subcontracted the work to the sub vendors. This whole process, contracting and subcontracting, leads to taking away the cream of the revenue, and thereafter whatever left goes to the pay, the salary of a medical transcriptionist or a medical proofer. Now this salary is insufficient as compared to the skill and the hard work involved in accurately documenting the medical report. So what is the outlook in India? The Indian medical transcriptionists have to face challenges in terms of English. English being a second language, still Indian medical transcriptionists have performed an excellent job, and the situation is not grim as projected by the Western media. Therefore, Indian medical transcriptionist industry, in order to make its strong presence in the global outsourcing industry, will need to focus on, number one, developing a quality medical transcriptionist, number two, selected through a rigorous training process, and number three, paying them at par in the industry. And this will retain them and encourage them to choose their medical transcription as their lifelong career. So in last few minutes, what we have learned is what are the challenges of medical transcriptions, speech recognition, and how the development of speech recognition took place. We have also covered speech recognition versus speaker recognition and the type of speech recognitions. We have also discussed about EcoScribe and the challenges faced in United States as well as in India, and Outlook also. So thank you for attending this session. Good day.